All right, guys, let me tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. Listen, it's the only place I take my bike to get serviced because it's the only people I trust to take care of my bike. I know they're going to do it the right way. They've got 7 master technicians on staff at Republic, way more than any other dealership in Houston. I know the job is going to get done right. It's worth the drive for me to go down there. Right now, their inventory is out of this world. You can pick your pleasure with buy a new 2018 Softail Sportster. You choose between a helmet, jacket, boots package, a Stage 1 performance upgrade, or a 4-year extended service plan. Only at Republic Harley Davidson. These guys do it the right way. They treat you right when you walk in the door. They're professional, they're knowledgeable, they're friendly, and they're going to get you on the bike of your dreams. The next bike night's coming up May 17th at 6 p.m. That's Thursday, this Thursday. Paul Ramirez Bank's going to be performing live. It's going to be great food and door prizes, and you can register to win a new 2018 Harley Davidson motorcycle. You can only register to win at bike night. The more events you come to, more times you get to register, and the winner's going to be drawn at the last bike night in October. Whatever your Harley need, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley Davidson is the best in Houston. There's financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. Republic Harley Davidson.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number 2, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour, pretty much all Rockets. A little gambling there at the end. But, yeah, somebody says run and done. That's good, except they're not really running. They're just sort of dribbling out the clock. One follow-up here on the gambling thing, just to get the other side of it. Are you familiar with Arnie Wexler?
That's Adam Wexler's dad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure they're related, probably somewhere in the Wexler clan. But he's a former executive director of the Council for Compulsive Gambling. And he predicts a severe rise in gambling addiction as a result of the Supreme Court striking down the federal ban on sports betting Monday. Here's his exact quote. We've opened up a real circus here.
Oh, boy.
Circus. You're going to have so many people addicted to gambling in the next couple of years, it's going to be crazy. We're going to have a volcano of gambling addiction in America. Did he do that because of what's going on in Hawaii? I don't know. Volcano? He says, you've got people today that would never, ever gamble with a bookmaker and never do anything illegal, and now you're making it legal. They're going to be all over the sports betting thing.
Yeah, guess what? There's a lot of people who don't smoke pot now, and the only reason they don't is because it's illegal. And if it becomes legal, then big deal.
Yeah,
it's legal now, so who cares?
I mean, I like giving the other side of things, but I would also just say, I think calling it a volcano and we've opened up a real circus is maybe going a little too far here, because I think, yeah, do I think it's going to go up? Sure. Anytime you add more gambling, then you add more people who can get addicted to it. But I think people who are going to bet sports legally, they're already going to casinos and betting. They're already playing poker. I think, now that they can do this legally, maybe that disposable income goes to sports betting instead of the casino.
This sounds like what I would imagine his great-great-grandfather, Armani Wexler, said when Prohibition was repealed.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a...
Maybe they might have been right.
Listen, man, we live in America. This is a country where...
We're supposed to have freedom and choices. I know. We don't.
Well,
we should. You know, it's a shame that I have freedom to make more decisions like this at some northern country than I do here, but that's okay. But yeah, I've said this before. I'm really sensitive to that subject because I've had friends who got way too deep into gambling. I've seen it. I've seen the bad end of it, and it's why, you know, I always tell people, if you're not doing it, don't start. What, you know, the stuff we do, like that great audiobook, by the way, that if you're already gambling, we're just trying to give you a few pointers that'll help you not lose as much. It's not going to guarantee you're going to win because it's hard to win. And same thing with acing racing. If you, you know, want to get into the horses, or maybe you're already betting them, okay, here you go. This will give you some tips so that you don't lose as much. I mean, that's kind of what things like that are designed to do, to keep you from losing too much, not necessarily go out and win, because winning ain't easy. And especially with some of the legal things that they're going to put on this, then, yeah, it's going to make it more difficult. But that's because everybody has to make money. And the states are going to be looking to make money. Whoever spends all that money to have the books is looking to make money. The NFL is going to try to make money off this, even though they fought it tooth and nail. And, you know, it's just, we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I agree that that's something you need to be very aware of, especially if you're just going to start gambling, because it can be addictive, man, especially if you've already got an addictive personality. Stay the hell away from it, because it'll suck you in. And all it takes is for you to hit one time, and it's that thrill of being right that does it for so many people. And I had a friend at the track. It was so bad that, okay, this is not admitting to a crime because I never did this that anyone knows about. But we had guys what they called 10%ers who would cash IRS tickets for you.
Gotcha.
Now, I never did this. I want to make this clear, officer.
You would never.
No. But, and you give them 10%. Okay. So, like, let's say you won $1,000, you'd give them 100 to cash a ticket for you so you don't have to deal with the taxes. Okay? And this guy was so addicted. He'd never had any money except for what he'd cash on those tickets. He would be at the window. You had to stand behind him. Not me, of course. You had to stand behind him and make sure you collected. Like, say you won $1,000. You need to make sure you got that $900 from him, minus whatever you tipped the teller, because he was going to already have punched up $100 worth of bets with his 10%. And, I mean, it was that bad. And, you know, believe me, we tried to get him help. We tried to get him to stop coming out there. And he never did. I mean, that was like, all he would do is just sit out there and wait for somebody to hit a big one so he could cash a ticket for him. And then I'm pretty sure he got swept up when they had every now and then the government comes through there with a little sweep to get the 10%ers. I think he got caught up in that and haven't seen him since, so I don't know what happened to him. But, I mean, he was legitimately addicted. And if he had $5 in his pocket, he would go find something to bet it. And that would be it. And, I mean, at the expense of not eating, I mean, I don't know what he did for a living, but it was scary to see. And it was, you know, I did not work with him because I didn't want to see, you know, I didn't want to feed that addiction anymore, you know, and plus it was illegal and I did my own taxes. That's why I got about $125,000 in tax debt at one point. It's because I actually did file my own tickets most of the time. So, Nick says, what's easier, pimping or winning in gambling? I have never pimped, so I couldn't really tell you.
But they do say it ain't easy.
No, but I'm going to say probably easier than winning at gambling. That's, you know. Hey, let's Lamont wants to talk about this. Let's squeeze Lamont on real quick. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, man, I know you guys are going to feel this because it's a story behind this story that a lot of people are glossing over. And, you know, all my life, man, I just assumed that this was going one way. What I'm about to get ready and tell you guys, I think it's pretty interesting if you were to go look at the dissenting opinions and go see who dissented. It was the diehard liberals. Now, I know you guys probably think just like I'm thinking that, oh, man, that's easy. You know, the diehard conservatives are doing this, but they all voted for it, man. But the dissenters were liberals, and that's all I had, man. I just thought that was just an underlying story out there, and that's all I had, fellas.
All right.
I'm not sure I understood.
Yeah, is he saying that the liberals were voting against legalizing and the conservatives weren't?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All I know is I don't know what side of the fence any of the politicians that voted to allow it are, but my guess is anybody who put in a yes vote has money in their pocket.
If he's talking about the Supreme Court, it was like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor who voted against it. Everybody else voted for.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that, although, frankly, I don't think liberal and conservative means a lot with these judges when they get there. They tend to make the right call more often than not, no matter what their politics are. So, you know, but yeah, I think maybe that was his point.
Okay.
Bryce says, never gambled, but always wanted to, just never had an understanding of it, but always follow sports heavily and almost bet a future on the Astros last year. Should I go ahead, grab your book, and give it a shot? If you're going to do it, yeah, I highly recommend you do something like that, because what we try to do is just tell you how not to get hurt. And that's the most important thing that I would try to stress to anybody is, you know, it is so easy to get in over your head. And one of the things we talk about is bankroll management. And man, I have a budget each month. And when I bet however much I bet, it kind of depends on whether I've had a losing stretch or a winning stretch. You know, I'll up the bets if I'm winning. I'll reduce them if I'm losing. But I'm never going to lose more than that in a month, because that's my budget. And if I lose it, let's say I lose it, and this doesn't happen very often, but let's say I lose it the first 2 weeks of the month, guess what?
You're just chilling out for the next
two weeks? I'm done for 2 weeks. And I've had that happen before. I've even said it. It's like, oh, there's my bankroll gone. And, you know, you have to – it has to be fun, discretionary income. Or else it can really lead to problems. And, you know, it's like 281 says, I bet for fun and set aside a small amount that I allow myself to bet with. If I hit a cold streak and lose it, I just stop betting for a few months until I can afford to bet. It's not worth not being able to pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I can't stress that enough. And as much as we talk about gambling on this show, I sure hope we don't make it sound like it's easy.
It's really not.
And I hope that doesn't convince people, hey, well, they can do it, I can do it. It's and believe me, before I ever turned a profit in poker, I lost my ass for about a year and a half. I mean, I lost a significant amount of money the first year and a half I played poker. And it took a lot of losing to learn what it took to win. And, you know, same thing with horses, same thing with sports. You have to learn all of it. And it takes time and it takes losses. And it's just like anything else. You try to learn from your losses as much as you can and treat that as an investment into getting better.
Yeah.
So.
All right, guys, let me tell you about my computer career, and we'll talk about Larry. A year ago, Larry was living at home with his parents. He was making minimum wage and he decided, you know what? I want more out of life. Now he's 3 months into his IT career, making triple the money doing something he loves. If you don't love what you do, what are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take their free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just school, too. They help you get into the industry, because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Listen for your chance to win in the name game. We're going to call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller, and you get to be the winner of today's prize. And this is going to happen on The Blitz today. I'm not going to tell you what time. You're just going to have to keep listening, because that's what we want you to do.
The name game?
Yeah, and you know what you could win?
Fred, Bobed, Banana, Fana, Fo, Fred, Me, My, Momed.
No, you don't win Fred.
Fred.
You don't win Fred.
Jong, Jong, Bobong, Banana, Fana, Fo, Fong, Me, My, Momong, Jong. That's the name game. Let's play the name game.
Can you do AJ? AJ,
AJ, AJ, Bobeje, Banana, Fana, Fofeje, Me, My, Momeje, AJ.
I don't think there's going to be an AJ in this, but basically, here's how it works. AJ will sing your name when we pick it. How's that? But you'll get a gift certificate to St. Bernard. It's the premier destination for all ski, swim, and designer apparel. With stores located in Houston, Dallas, and Austin, make St. Bernard the place you go before you go on vacation. So that's pretty cool. So all you have to do is have the right name when we call it. Jong, I would read this, but I don't know what this word is.
What's that?
It looks very Frenchy.
Oh, okay.
So my French is not very good. So I'm not going to read that. It says all ski, APRES, ski, swim, and designer apparel. Après? I don't even know what that is. So if we could get a ruling on that, so I know what we're telling the people they're getting, and I want to make sure that our folks here get.
We don't know what they're going to get. You're going to get a prize.
They're getting a gift certificate.
Okay.
To St. Bernard, but it's a premier destination. I just want to let people know what it's a premier destination for because they put up the prize for us. So I want to give them some love.
Okay.
So. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 49 says, all states should legalize betting and use the profits to help fund legit security teams for schools. Josh in Beaumont. I think there's a lot of things that, especially in this state, if we legalize gambling, whether it's sports gambling, whether it's, my buddy Woodland Sam, just tell me what that means. He says it's French for after. So it's for your after ski. That's pretty cool. Thank you. Woodland Sam.
Just got to figure it out.
I've got so many friends with the same name now that I have to identify them like that by where they live.
Woodland Sam. Is that how you put them in the phones?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he's Woodland Sam. Because I'm not putting anybody's first and last name in there. That's just silly. And regardless, so that's what you can win. But, I've said all along, if you legalize weed, if you legalize sports betting, if you legalize casinos in this state, I'd like to see a big chunk go to paying our first responders more money. I think that would be my first choice. And then I think education should be high on the list. But I also think education needs to be managed a little better.
Education's overrated. Mm. I'm just kidding.
Somebody says, how can you confirm if people are lying about their name? Well, you kind of have to. I think when you pick it up, you have to show an ID, right, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you have it. A couple of things from Twitter, but Stephen the Weather Genius says conservative justice, also quotes, tend to have a more strict and literal reading of the Constitution, which is why they likely voted the ban unconstitutional. Says, I still remember one or two things from law school. So, I mean, theoretically, you should be more about letting states decide these things, which I'm okay with. So,
the way it should be.
Yeah. Gary wants to know, does this law affect people who bet once in a while? Depends on where you live.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I kind of dived into. But in Texas, it's really not going to be a factor for us anytime soon. I would be shocked and appalled. Well, not appalled. I would be shocked if anything ever happened here. Apparently, Joel and Barry were busting on you today. I didn't hear it.
About what?
I don't know. Jong, did you hear any of that?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I don't care. Joel tried to say something to me yesterday because I hurt his feelings yesterday calling him fat.
You hurt his feelings?
Yeah.
Don't do that. He's not fat.
Who, Joel?
Yeah.
What is he, chubby?
I mean, who am I to judge?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, Joel looks good for a 50-year-old dude. I'll give him that.
Okay.
You disagree?
Yeah, no, I do. You should have seen him on the video the other day where he was wearing a jacket. He looked really sharp.
He's wearing nipple tape in those videos.
That was a little more than I needed to know. But I didn't even know such a thing existed, to be honest with you. Is that Tim? Let's try Tim.
Timmy?
Tim?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Tim Sports.
You're on, man. Go.
Yeah, so I wanted to clear up the ski word, the APRES. It's pronounced après, and it's French for after ski.
Okay. Après. There we go.
Après.
So now I know. They said they called you a diva because you don't like the blue chair.
No, I don't like that blue chair. It's a stupid chair.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable. It's weird. And it looks bad on the TV.
Yeah, Brandon said he's probably going to throw that away.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying they should do.
Well, because they continue to use it, and the reality is it looks awful on the screen.
So here's the deal, the real truth about why Barry likes the blue chair. It makes him look taller. And the blue chair, one thing I will say that is good for the blue chair is it lets you sit up a little bit higher. So Barry likes to look tall on camera, so he wants to sit up high. Me, I don't care. I'm tall. I'm real life tall, so I can sit in this low chair and I'm still tall.
Yeah, I mean, I'm scrunching down half the time.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but it does. You know, I'm sorry if I'm a little cognizant of how things look with this because you know we did invest some time and effort into making this look good. You throw a blue chair in here with a nice black and silver desk, it looks stupid. I'm sorry. That's my concern. And then because there are some things that I want to put on Sports Map like we did the other day when we were calling everybody by their NFL teams.
Yeah.
We put that segment on Sports Map. And that's one of the reasons why we have this now. If somebody says something really cool and interesting that we think the people would like to hear that they might have missed on the show, then it goes on our website, which I'm, you know, kind of involved in. So, yes, how things look, you know, in fact, I'm even sitting here looking at having this on the table and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
But it's little things so that's why I'm kind of always talking about it and looking at it. That's why I'm fascinated with it, because I do think it can add something to the rest of our wonderful products here at Gow Media.
All right.
All right, do we have Jerome next?
He never texts me back, so we'll just... Give him a call. We'll give him a call.
Okay, so we'll either have Jerome or we won't. Be right back.
Like every day.
Yeah, it's pretty much like any day. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. You can also check us out on the live stream at livestream.com/GowMedia/live. You can also go to it directly from the ESPN 97.5 site. And we're going to get a link up on Sports Map to that, too. Joining us now, as he often does on Tuesdays when he's not injuring himself gardening or, you know, has leprosy or some other rare disease, the King, Jerome Solomon. What's up, buddy?
I've never had a rare disease. I've had very common diseases, many, but not rare.
Did you say common or condom?
I'm going to let that one go. There's no good response to that one. It's wrong. You ought to feel bad about it. You should.
Never. But
you'll be chuckling your ass off later. I know. But that's I owe you one.
No, I'm chuckling. I'm chuckling my ass off now. I'm just not doing it on air.
If people like to laugh at your own books on the air, I know the radio room.
So, what did you think of your beloved Rockets last night? Not quite the performance they were looking for in Game One.
I'm not surprised. Like as I try to tell you, people really don't believe us. I have no idea what was going to happen when the two teams got on the court because the teams have not played ever. I mean, last night matchup was the first time we've seen those two teams play. I mean, clearly the Rockets were a whole different team 2 years ago and 3 years ago when they played the Warriors. And during the season, the teams were missing players when they played, so we just didn't know what was going to be what. So I had no clue of how it was going to work. Watching it play out the way that it is, not surprised at all. I do know the Rockets could have won the game had they done what they are capable of and could do. But I also see, as we said, this is the Warriors. They don't mess around. And the Rockets and national media and everyone else is giving the Warriors some, you know, rallying cry to go around and like, oh, really? You think somebody is actually better than us and could beat us? And they're a little extra focused. But the scary thing to me would be, if I'm a Rockets fan, is that the Warriors didn't play that well. That, I mean, people can talk all they want, and I keep seeing everything I've seen today. They didn't play that well. People are like, oh, you can't let the Warriors shoot 50%. They average 50% for the season. That's what they do. You can't let Kevin Durant go off. Kevin Durant can go off whenever he wants. You have nothing to do with that. You're a willing or an unwilling victim. That's all there is. And Steph Curry didn't light it up. And the Warriors were only 2 of 13 on three-pointers where the defender was between 4 and 6 feet away. They could have done a lot better. They shot their average from three-point percentage. They weren't hot. They were just better last night.
So what do the Rockets need to do in Game 2 to keep that from happening again?
Pray. the important thing is, because there's so little margin for error against a team as good as the Warriors, you can't waste possessions. And the Rockets wasted a lot of possessions by eating up time. You get 3 24-second violations in a game. It's not because the defense is great. It's because the offense is bad. And they played some bad possessions. Not only do they have the 3 24-second violation calls, they just took like 17 shots when the shot clock was 4 seconds or less. So you were messing around. And it wasn't because they took shots the last second because they passed it around and nobody got an open shot. No, they took shots late in the shot clock because they were messing around and not doing anything, not trying to make something happen. So that's a start. The bad turnovers, I talked about that, you know, before they got into the series. It's not about the number of turnovers, it's how they come. And they just make turnovers that you can't do against a team like the Warriors. They'll punish you. And then the poor decision-making. Young made 3 3-pointers in the first half. All 3 of them were on possession that Chris Paul cheated into the paint to try to see if he could get a steal somewhere else. And Young is, I looked up numbers up a little while ago. In the playoffs, he's taken 24 shots. 22 of them were 3-pointers. The only way he can do any damage to you is to shoot and make a 3. You don't leave him out there. The way to guard him, you just stay next to him and he's useless. Chris Paul left him over there. The guy made 3 3-pointers in the first half. It's a tie ball game instead of the Rockets with a potentially 9-point lead. Those are dumb mistakes, and a veteran like Chris Paul should make them.
I thought there was a lot of times last night, and I think it was 4 out of his 6 three-point attempts, there was no one within 2 feet of Klay Thompson, or maybe 4 of his 6 makes.
Wide open. And it's like, we're talking Klay Thompson here. It's not like, you know, they messed around, and Draymond Green can make some three-pointers every now and then, but it's not like you left him wide open and he got hot. Klay Thompson wasn't even hot. He was only 6 out of 15. With as many wide-open threes as he got, he could have made a lot more. He was not hot. Steph Curry was 1 of 5 on three-pointers. He wasn't even close to being hot. He scored 18 points last night. Don't y'all think that might be about the minimum he'll have in a game? He may have played his worst game they're going to see this series. You can't lose games when Steph Curry scores only 18 points and the Warriors shot their regular percentage from the field and their regular percentage from three-point line. The Rockets, they didn't just lose the game. They blew an opportunity by not doing what they should be able to do. And of course, I'll give them full credit. I don't think they're afraid. They're not panicky. They didn't lose it because, you know, the situation of pressure got to them. They just didn't do what they're supposed to do. They've gotten away with it against Minnesota and against Utah. You can't get away with that against the Warriors. I mean, the Warriors are on the list of the small, short list of all-time greatest teams, and they keep showing it every time.
So what all you got going this week? You were just writing columns off the game? What's going on?
Oh yeah, it's all Warriors and Rockets all the time, and not even start. This is inside all the stuff that I'm sharing with you one of these days. But the newspaper business has gotten so silly. You were there back in the old days when technology wasn't so hot that the deadline. If you lived in Austin or Waco or wherever the hell around the state of Texas, you can get a story from the paper the next morning that when the game ended at 10:30. Not anymore. Yeah, you can't even get the game in the newspaper, you know, in Kingwood if the game ends at 10:30. So you have to write a wasted, useless column. So there are a lot of people who open their paper tomorrow going, this morning going, wait a minute. Why isn't the game in the paper? The newspaper is committing suicide, you know. And so it's so yeah. Anyway, short version. I write a story before the game, during the game, usually after the game, and maybe later on overnight as well. So a lot of fun, as you can probably tell.
A random thought here, but Klay Thompson played 42 minutes. Kevin Durant played 40. Draymond played 37. Steph Curry played 35, and he's on still sort of a pitch count. James Harden played 35 minutes. He played the same amount of minutes as Steph Curry. Should he be out there more than he is?
Well, he would have been. I think when he got hurt, when he had a collision and had the wind knocked out of him, or he just says he got the wind knocked out of him. It looked like he was bothered by his shoulder or something, and he's working that out. So that's why he didn't play as much. He would have played a hell of a lot more. And everybody is subject to play 48 minutes tomorrow night because they don't play again until Sunday in Oakland. So yeah, he would have played more. It wasn't a let's sit him down decision. It was he checked himself out one time or two. So that's a little bit different.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter, at Jerome Solomon. And, Jerome, appreciate the time, and we will talk to you again.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Okay, we need to take up a collection and get Jerome a better phone.
It's horrible.
He has so many great thoughts and so much great commentary, but if we can't hear it, we're not really doing anybody any good. So we need to have a discussion about that. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We'll have a gym of the day when we come back.
All right, guys. Spring pollen, other allergens are in the air, and they're coming into your home through dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpets. You can get a jump on allergy season right now. Dirt-free carpet cleaning still got their spring special going on for a limited time. They'll come out, and they'll clean three rooms for $100. And they'll give you a free speed dry. The other guys are leaving behind water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens and can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you're here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Check out SportsMap. Follow us on Twitter. That's a big one. At SportsMapHOU. And basically, anytime we post a story, it'll be there. And if it's something you like and want to read, you're good to go. And if you're, it's not something you like, you don't have to read it. But some of us are putting a lot of effort into that website. So we're just, you know, trying to do more for the people. And I've told people, if you have ideas for things that you'd like to see, just feel free to shoot me an email. If it's something we can do and it's something that will generate traffic, which is where I am now, it needs to, you know, be a significant traffic generator. It'll, you know, we'll take a look at it. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I think I've had some crazies in my past. You've had some crazies in your past, probably. John, do you ever have like a really crazy girlfriend or acquaintance?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
All right, well, I think even if we all combined our crazies, I'm not sure we could beat this one.
Is this the text message lady?
Yes, this is. Yeah. A woman was arrested and accused of stalking a Paradise Valley, Arizona man, and she was interviewed from jail. Would you like to hear what she had to say about it? If he wants me to go to jail, I should be in jail. I appreciate it, Jacqueline Aide said. He's the light, I'm the love. He knows what to do, and I follow the rules. Apparently, police said that she texted the victim 65,000 times, often threatening him, including messages that she wanted to wear his body parts and bathe in his blood. To her response to that, when you're finding love, not everything is perfect. This is a journey. Gotta tell you, I don't think I've ever had one that wanted to bathe in my blood or wear my body parts.
No.
Apparently, she was living in Miami. She met the victim on Luxy, which is a dating app I'm not familiar with. They start messaging, and according to her, the victim asked her if she'd ever been to Arizona. She said she already had plans to go to Sedona on a spiritual journey.
Oh.
That would have been my first red flag, okay?
Is it a spiritual journey to get laid by a stranger?
Apparently. And, I mean, if you look at her picture, she looks like an absolute crazy. But according to her, their first date was January 19th, 2017. She said she stayed at the victim's house for 3 days. So, okay, if you're staying with a dude for 3 days, there's probably something going on there. Says, I was traveling around. I was in California. I wanted to stay in California. This is when we were still kind of talking. I told him if you ever blocked me on this app, I would come and move here. So he blocked me. So I came to Arizona.
Oh, boy.
She was arrested after she was found in his home in his bath late last month. The victim had seen her in his house via security camera while he was out of the country. She failed to appear for her court date on that arrest and continued sending threatening text messages. So she was arrested again Tuesday and booked into 4th Avenue Jail on threatening, stalking, harassment, and failure to appear charges. Despite saying the victim was the meanest person she'd ever met, Aide said they were soulmates, and she's not angry with him for calling the police on her. I love him so much. I just want to love him so much. That's it. And if he doesn't like it, then I'll go home and love my ex-boyfriend. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Go to jail. That's what you're supposed to do.
You know what? Actually, if I were a defense attorney here, pretty sure I'd be petitioning to get a psych evaluation on this one. Because I think there might be some, you know, there's bat bleep crazy, which is, you know, what you run into sometimes. And then there's legitimate crazy. I think this girl has issues. Just going to throw that out there. I would like to, I'd like the prosecution's psychiatrist to evaluate her before I go to trial.
Yeah.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Of course, my only knowledge of that kind of thing is from Law & Order and Law & Order SVU.
Of course.
But she does seem crazy to me.
Yeah.
832 says 65,000.
No, it's not a, you don't have to like clarify. She seems crazy to me. She's just crazy. Yeah. Like,
but I mean, no,
like,
but
that's
I,
not an
I,
opinion.
There's got to be a mental illness there though.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, she's got to have some kind of real problem, not just, you know, the typical crazy girlfriend stalker.
Yeah.
Says A32 says 65,000. Wouldn't you block her after say 64,000?
After like 10, all right, I'm out.
Well, at some point you got to realize, hey, I've latched on to somebody who's got some real issues. If she's saying she's going to come to Arizona, if I block her on the app, but oh well, she's in jail now.
Good, where she belongs.
She does have that look of the it rubs a lotion on its skin type yeah. person, though, if you see the picture. And basically, you just if you Google accused Paradise Valley stalker.
Oh, I've seen her.
Yeah, I know you've seen her. I'm just telling the listeners because this is not a visual thing. I guess I could put it up on the... Yeah, that's what I could do. I could turn my computer around so that people on the live stream can take a look at her.
It's pretty dark. I don't know.
It's
that's
pretty dark
work.
And it's pretty far away, but you know, if you don't want to Google.
That's true. Don't be that lazy. You're in front of your computer anyway. Just Google.
Gonzo says, me and my girlfriend haven't even texted that much, and we've been together 5 years.
Good.
I've never actually gone and counted text messages, mainly because after I get a whole bunch of them, I delete them at some point. Like if I'm texting somebody a lot, I just have to go delete them.
Sometimes, like when I feel like a conversation's over and there's nothing I need to remember from that conversation, I'll just delete it.
Yeah, I save stuff that I need to remember. But, yeah. Brandon said you shouldn't have. He asked about the Americans. I said I ejected after 1 year. I just. I've been told it's been better, but it's like Homeland. If I don't like the way a show ends the first season, I'm not going to go back to it, and I just never did. I've thought about that one, and people told me the same thing about Homeland. It's like, oh, you should keep watching it. It's still really good. So, yeah, it just doesn't do it for me. I got where I didn't like the characters, either one of them. And when I get that way, I want to have somebody I like in a show.
Yeah.
And I just didn't find either one of them very interesting or worth watching, frankly. And I've never been a big Kerry Russell fan going way back. So if you're an actor I don't really like and I don't like your characters, then I'm not going to enjoy whatever you're doing. Hey, Shandiva said she took advantage of her unlimited plan.
God. Guess so.
That's pretty scary, though, if she says, if you block me on this app, I'm going to come to your home. And he did, and she did, and used his bathtub. Not quite sure how I'd react to that.
I mean, I've had a friend that had a crazy that left 40-something voicemails before 9 a.m. before, but nothing like 60, what was it, 60,000?
65,000, yeah.
Nothing like that.
I don't know. I'm too old to deal with crazy. You got to be, yeah, well, like I said, I think she's going to wind up in a psych ward. We're going to take a quick break. Yeah, one more hour to go. We're going to welcome in our 94.1 listeners. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.